clearly where Janet found the piano. Lies in his bed. Oh.
Why I couldn't play. He must I must send someone for a Lumiere. Perhaps I can. Do you remember the cable I sent you from Rio de Janeiro?
You said the culprit didn't go.
It gave one of the worst performances of my entire career. It was late that same night. The first note.
Money.
The present of another bee. Close.
Another bee?
Yes, an invisible bee. It was he who made the place of bed. I know it sounds strange, fantastic. It's real heaven. This thing seeks to dominate, to protect. It came first in my sleep. Lately, I've begun to feel its presence, even in my waking hours. It controls my actions like a hypnotist controls his subject.
So,
doesn't speak to the rest of him merely as a piece of my word. His will fell, and I fight to resist, and I can't. He's yet. I'm afraid it will, and I'll... What? The price is near us now.
Here?
Yes, can't you feel its breath?
But there, look.
It's a curtain fool. He's in here, Helen. In here.
Not in the window.
No. This will be. He came in through the window.
Look. That's the spot. That's nothing but the wind.
No. So it's him, Helen.
Oh, sorry, Marshal. What's the matter?
No. Take it.
No. Why don't you answer me? Why are you holding out your hands as though... No, Martin, don't touch me. For heaven's sake, don't. You're not yourself, Martin. Martin, wake up. Wake up! Martin, listen to you. Listen to me, please. You think you're going wrong. You must come out of here. You must come out of here. You must come out of here. Martin! Martin!
Helen, Helen,
Martin,
Helen.
Martin!
Don't draw away from me, Helen. I won't help. Helen, come back. Come back, Helen. Isn't that invisible being urged me to fear my own? Is there such a being? Or am I blind? Could it be? Yes. I will make the test tonight. Don't you ever let me sleep? Or am I sleeping now? Am I dreaming? wake up. I must open my eyes. I must. Not a single drop on the table or on the floor. The glass was empty when it fell.
Our inner sanctum mystery will continue in just a moment.
Friends, let's return to tonight's Inner Sanctum Mystery. Let's see, where were we? Oh, yes. Martin Corelli, obsessed with the thought that an invisible being is torturing him, makes an experiment and discovers evidence to strengthen his strange belief. We find him in his room, wandering over the evidence he has just set.
No doubt about it now. I must find a way to destroy this. I must kill it before... Here. Oh, you came back again. I never heard your voice before while I was awake. Who are you?
You.
Tell me your name. What is your name?
Orla.
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 Oh, you do understand when I speak to you.
Yes.
Why have you never spoken to me before?
I did not choose.
What do you want with me?
I thought you knew.
Oh, I imagine all sorts of things, but I never knew. What do you want with me?
I will come to you when you sleep. When you are helpless. After each minute, you will be more and more under my power. Until finally you will become my complete slave. Do it as I will.
You're safe?
Yes.
Where are you now?
Sitting here, in the chair near your bed, waiting for you to go to sleep again.
I will not go.
You must sometimes. That is the great weakness of your race of humans. I will sit here and wait.
I'll remain awake until you leave. I'll never go to sleep again as long as I live.
We shall see. I have great patience. What are you doing?
Would you like a cigarette?
Put that match down.
Oh. Why?
Put it down, I tell you.
No. I lit it.
Put it down.
Oh. Oh, you can feel me. You are afraid of the flame.
Stand back. Don't come near me.
Found your weakness now. You fear flame, fire. Now we shall see who is strong.
Don't come near me.
Cut. I put a match to them and they go up in flames. There. There. See the fire. Get through the window now. And the door is locked. I have you trapped. You hear? Trapped.
You cannot destroy me.
Then why are you afraid? Why?
Let me out of here.
No. See, I like it. Now I have a torch. A weapon against you who have so much power, but fear the flesh.
Don't touch those sheets.
You, somewhere in this room. You whom I cannot see. You who attack men in their sleep. Command them to do your horrible bidding. You are the living spirit of evil. You seek to have men destroy each other so that you can conquer the earth.
Let me out of here. Let me out of here.
How many men have pleaded for mercy from you? Do you think I will show you the slightest mercy now? You shall be destroyed here. No. You will not escape through this door. I will back out holding my blazing newspaper before you. You're right. This is like old clothes. Soap in the kettle and drop them in front of the door. Put a match to them. Helen, open the door. Open the door. The house is on fire.
What?
Hurry, will you? The house is filling with smoke and flames. It's spreading rapidly. Let's
the other side of the house. They're all safe.
Where did it come
from? In my room.
Mm-hmm.
I had to have
it. Oh,
yes. He was in there. The invisible being. The horror.
What? Oh, no.
Helen, try to understand. Helen, come back here. Help me.
About the house.
By this time, it's a blazing furnace. Tongues of fire. Red, yellow, orange, blue.
Flames leaping high in the air. Light the dark night like a huge, magnificent torch.
That shot in the roof is crumbling in the wall. A pound of flame roars on the ground. Suddenly, the whole stuff begins to stop. In a moment, it comes crash. Funeral fire, a monstrous, magnificent funeral fire, and in it, he who hated and feared the flame is burning. He, my prisoner, the invisible being, the horror.
That's the only way.
You know the patient, then. You know what will happen. I'd friend
you. Darling, you will be. Will you please
medicate me?
Then you believe me. You think I'm insane, don't you? Don't you?
There was a time when I thought I was, but now I'm certain I am not. It's a week, a full 7 days since our house burned down, and I haven't felt the horror nearly once. I tell you, he was real, Helen. This invisible being was as real as you or I.
Perhaps. But if that's the case, then you have nothing to fear. The doctors will examine you and find you normal.
Oh, my.
Yes, you see, you have everything to gain by surrendering.
Yeah. What difference does it make? The only thing that really matters is that your whole life is dead.
Honey. Yes.
Do you feel...
What is it now?
Never mind. I'll do as you ask. I'll give myself up. Could you go down to the lobby and wait for me? I'll only be a moment.
All right.
Is it you? And you're not dead?
No.
It was all in vain.
All in vain. You cannot destroy me. Why do you hesitate? Why don't you go down and join us? Give yourself up.
That's what you want me to do, isn't it?
That's the only thing you can do.
Oh. What is it? There is one other alternative. I made up my mind about what I do if you live through that fire.
You are going to destroy yourself.
Yes. I will not be what you are trying to make. I will not be your slave. I'd rather die.
Martin, put that gun away.
Don't try to stop
me. I had to.